So last week we were speaking about this concept of Zriya Ubinyan, and we were discussing the various times that one is, there are certain opportune moments in chinuch when you're supposed to interject, and other times that you're not supposed to interject, right? So he's going to, last week we left off just by saying that certain times are too early where you jump the gun in the area of chinuch. And today we'll give those examples and go a little bit beyond that, right? So we're on Tezvav, and we're up to Einanu Oskim Baharatzaso Zu Bahagdaris Hatkufas. We're not talking about the sincerity of the various levels. Ze'enyin L'sichacher. So that's another topic. Kan Nase Rakleros Hesekronis Shelachinach Alpitar. Now we're just trying to say what the fundamentals are in terms of what are chinuch about. It's going to bring kama v'kama examples, and some of them are really, really sharp. And something that only Rav Volba could say. So about jumping the gun or about doing things in chinuch that are we think are areas that we're successful in, but really we're failures. So Navi Mispar Dugmaos Mitsuyos L'choser Hatama Ben Yecholot Hayeled L'Ben Hadrishus Shedorsh Menem. He's going to bring some examples that are found in not aligning what the child is able to do between what we demand from them. So this is the first one. This one is such a good example. This is really not for men. This is really for women. Imahos mispa'aros bazeh. Women, they glorify themselves in this area. Shenitzlichu l'chaneches atiniokos l'nikios begil mukta. Women get pumped up because they train their child to clean at a very young age. Kechol shenitzlichu begil mukta miyos. Whoever was able to succeed at a younger age, kachti gadol ha'gayv shlam. That's going to make their, you know, and they're going to feel, oh, look at this, you know, Sprinzi, you think you did good. Well, what about Yocheved? Look at this. Oh, she was able to get her kid to clean up and use a vacuum cleaner at the age of 3 years old. And this guy, and he folds his shirts at the age of four, and he puts away all of his toys at such a young age. So everyone's going to be gevaldik, right? They're going to think, so Mekubal Yom, right? It's accepted today, he writes. Vani Mekabal Sadiz, and Revolve is saying, I accept this. Shemachrichim Yelam Muktam Midai Lios Naki. If you train a child to be clean earlier than he's ready, Zemazik lechol ha'ispatchutz shelo. You're damaging his imagination, his creativity. Right? When you force a kid to color in the lines, you're taking away from his imagination, his creativity. There is nothing cuter than a kid who takes chocolate and paints his face with it. Right? But if you're so concerned that the kid cannot get chocolate outside of his lips, then in essence, you're taking away that kid's imagination and creativity, which he's going to have down the road. Right? Don't worry about it. There's going to come a time, which I haven't figured out for myself yet, but there's going to come a time where the child is going to want to be clean. Then it's going to be a much more harmonious way of being able to tell your kid to be clean and show him and instruct him how to be clean. But before your child is ready, clean him up. What's the big deal? It doesn't mean he's going to be a bad person if you have to clean your child when he's a young person. Yes, when he's 20 years old and you're still cleaning up, and that's not healthy. But when they're young, you know, kids are not going to want to take risks if you always are forcing them to be clean, right? A kid is, if somebody, let's say, is scared about the result of a consequence, like, for example, in your room, right? You want to rearrange your room or whatever it is. You're not going to want to do that because you're scared it's not going to be all aligned and put back properly wherever it's supposed to be, and you're scared about that. So that is something that is challenging for people, and the fear that you're putting in your head that you have to be clean sometimes take away from the creativity and imagination that we want when we get older. Especially today, that's one of the most critical skills that people could have in this world is creativity and imagination. To take it away because you want everything clean and masudr is very dangerous. That's number one.
Is there a concept of planting the seed at all in this scenario?
Yes. Let's clean up together. Not to like, no, don't get dirty. The don't get dirty concept is not good because then you're telling them like, always be in that box. But, right. Okay, you get dirty, it's okay. Well, let's take care of it. And you do it in an unobtrusive way. Yeah. And as they get older, there are different stages in which you, and you know, you instruct them to become cleaner. Dugma Nosef is a second example. Sometimes we don't take our kids' toys serious enough. And this, we might have mentioned, no, we didn't mention this last time. Play is very serious by a child. right? Rabbi Shaul Salanter, Omer, Rabbi Shaul Salanter told us, Kasher Yalad Mishachek Bekeresh B'tocham Bati. Let's say a kid is playing with like a little bit of a boat in the bath, you know, whatever, the rubber ducky, Zechfesnisht. V'omer Shazoni, and he says, oh, this is my boat. So im lochimenes akeresh, if we take away this keresh, this whatever it is, this object, which the child is pretending to be a boat, it's like you've taken away and you've capsized a boat of an elderly person. The child relates to his play toy the way an adult relates to his possessions. And you have to treat them as such. You can't treat them willy-nilly. Like, you know, your kid's misbehaving with hockey, so you break his hockey stick. That hockey stick is the most precious possession he has. At every stage, you have to relate to the kid what is his play toy as something that is very sincere to us. HaKeresh Yetzel Kamo Svina Yetzel Adam Mavugar. Adam Shemafrili Yalad B'Mishach Shelo. An adult who interrupts his child in his game goes on mashumel. You're stealing mamish something from the child. Because the child at that level, that's how he relates to his objects. You know? So your kid leaves out his something and you trip over it. So our natural reaction is to take it and throw it in the garbage or whatever it is. You can't do that because that's like throwing, you know, can you imagine like if you parked your car in a wrong spot and somebody tripped over and they took your car and threw it into the garbage, you go nuts on them. Yeshnam Dvarim Shehain. There are things that are ke'ein dvarim muskam, the things that which we all accept. Yudum umukubal, that we all accept. Derech mashal, besud shabbos. Now this is another one that is like the ABCs of parenting, which most parents blow. Besud shabbos, dor shemei yaladim, l'shevz liyad ha'shulchan, meshachol asudo. Some parents, they demand from their kid that they sit at the table the entire Shabbos meal. Afshe sudim shechis shoch, shav v'chez, even if it goes for an hour and a half. So you say to your kid, sit down! Right? Sometimes you go more than that, especially when you have company. Forget about it. That child, that's impossible for a kid to do. Kids can't sit for so long. They can't sit quietly. Like you're going to make your demand. You're making an adult demand on a child. The kid has to go around. He's got like ADD. Again, every kid is different, and every kid can sit differently. And some kids have the ability to sit longer than others. L'shabbos b'meshe kol asuda, to sit, l'shabbos b'meshe kol asuda for the entire meal, zehar be'lemalem in ha-kochos. It's much more than his kochos are, his abilities are. Im machrichim also, if we force him, harishakov malov lasos davishu har be'lemalem mikochos. Again, he keeps repeating himself, but the point is very important. You're forcing him to do something which is beyond his potential. V'tzorich l'hazbir ad kam v'zelotov. And Rav Volbe writes, I don't have to write how impractical, how not good that is. That's not healthy for your child. What is he going to do when you make a child sit longer than he can at the Shabbos table? What is he going to resent? He's ultimately going to resent the Shabbos table. Right? Hakavani hi be'etzim tova. Your intent is good. Rotzim livnos. You want to build the kid. Aval Hashem kach machrichem esayel. But by force the kid, ve'elenenu yachol libono simdrisha shehin ma'ali yachoso. But if you're making a kid do something that's well beyond his capabilities, hatatza mazikaliel. The result is going to be damaging for the child. Hanezah gadol miuchad begil atzir. And the greater the damage is, the younger the kid is. Kikol hafra ketana bizman hazria. Anything that disturbs the child at the time of his planting, is going to bring back tremendously negative results when they get older. Now, he doesn't say this here, but I will share with you that there are demands you could put on your child. Be here for Kiddush and Hamotzi. You know, answer the questions. But it shouldn't be engaging the child in adult talk. Children are children, adults are adults. And it doesn't mean that the child should go upstairs. Again, if the way you design your house, the chachma, like, you know, here the child is playing right over there in the presence of others, but not at the table, but this way they feel the freedom and so they can come back and forth. And there are moments in the meal which you can demand from your child to come to the table, like if there's a Dvar Torah, but it shouldn't be a pilpul, it shouldn't be an arichis, what you heard from the rabbi that day, that's 25 minutes. You know, you should do something clever and something that engages a kid. You know, like here, for example, My wife always makes like parsha treats. So mamela, it's a natural segue. There's an introduction to the parsha. Oh, you see what we have here? There's a treat where it's found the parsha, conversation, dialogue. You know, something that I try to do after years. I always ask a halachic question to start the suda. So I take out from Harevna, Rav Zilberstein, which is just a question that engages the kids. So again, I make this mistake, and sometimes I over-engage and push, but you can engage your kid. It just doesn't mean make him sit for that long. And you know, if you see that your meal is schlepping on, again, you have to, you know, there's no mitzvah to run a meal, a suda, for 4 hours. You know, if you feel that for the rest of the family it's good, so you could just have your kids come back and forth, but to hold them hostage like that, it's no good. Okay, chinuch. So now we get to the next one. Tachlis tavach aruch. You always have to look at the long tapestry, at the long road. Chinuch hu talich shesarach lios lechatchila letavach aruch. You have to always keep in mind that when you're mechanech a kid, there's a lot of years involved. Kvar kasher yelad ben shnatayim o shalosh shanim. When a child is 2 or 3 years old, and this is so hard, especially for parents of a first kid. You have to take into consideration when you have a 2-year-old, you got to remember, he's going to be a teenager. And when he's going to be a teenager, he's going to need you. So as a 2 or 3-year-old, always remember that there's going to be the teenage years ahead. So how do you prepare your kid for a teenager when he's 2 years old? In order to pass the year of 14 years in peace, you have to have a warm relationship. This is one of the things, again, I teach high school kids, right? So one of the things I always say, there's a number of different things you have to do for your kid. One of them is you have to have a warm relationship. You have to make sure that the kid is comfortable to come to you whenever he can. If the parents had a good relationship with the kid when he's 2, 3, or 4, shalosh or arba, in mechanchim bekinach nokshe. But if you do it hard, if you're harsh on your kid, in makimoso, if you whack him, v'dorshmenu ma'averli yecholto, and you make demands of him that are well beyond his capabilities, then horsim esayachas hacham, you ruin the warmth. El ahorim. What happens when you lose the warmth? What is the kid not going to be able to do? The kid is not going to be able to have a proper sprach with you, that is, be able to communicate with you when he's a teenager, when he's going to really need you. You know, one of the things that a parent has to have is an open and warm relationship with a kid, that the kid feels comfortable to come to him whenever he is. But where do you set up that relationship? And I've always said this, like when I'm playing basketball outside with my kids when they're 6 years old, 7 years old, I'm saying, I'm only doing this so we can learn together when you're 14. Right? That's the whole reason why I'm doing it. Right? Hayel adayin zokuk lahorim, right? So when he's young, right, Hayelad, Adayin Zakuk Lahorim, he still needs his parents. Hu ohev es horim. He loves his parents. So that's good, right? When you're young. Aval achar kach, but the teenage years, Kashel ben Arbaas, right, when he's 14 years old, Boyim ahorim muftahim v'sakum. Sometimes parents come and they're surprised and they're yelling. Eni mevin, ma'am yelchli, what's my kid? Hu lo medaberi tiklal, he's not speaking with me b'chlal at all. Hu lo mispar li shum dar, he's not telling me anything. He's not open. We don't have that warm relationship. Eli musig maholechas, I have no idea what's going on. You know how many times parents come to me with this, and you try to undo the relationship that was already destroyed 10 years ago. So as a high school rebbe, it's like I can't help you, right? Why not? Kishorim b'ayim v'sholim b'ti malasa. When Rav Volbe says parents come to me and ask me what I should do, and he showed them. I asked them, Emorli. He kisses the yelad kashir ben shalosh. Did he hit your kid when he was 3 years old? V'hone kamuvan. Yeah, of course I whacked him. Harisi tzarech lechanech osi. I needed to give him chinuch. I needed to make sure he stayed in the path. Azayani mashiv. Then I'm going to respond. What does Rav Volbe respond to Nebuchadnezzar's parent who had the purest of intentions? This parent, they wanted their children to be great, and they saw when their kid stepped out of line that when their kid cut the line in the smorgasbord of the kiddush, the parent whacked his hand and said, "Sadikal, you can't go grab the child." But there was a little bit of a negativity. Achshav ata mishalim ba'aramakos shenasata loaz. Now you're getting repaid for that makah that you gave him then, because you didn't establish that warm relationship. And I've heard this from Rabbi Kalish, that especially in our door, you have to err on the side of love. You can't err on the side of structure. Because today, kids need people to turn to, and they're only going to turn to their parents if they have that yachas, if they have that warmth that was established when they were young. Hamakos v'yachas hanokshim mifa'afim b'seis ha'karash l'yalad mibli shehu yodea. The makos, the wax that you gave him, and this harsh standard, they spread in the recognition of this child without him even recognizing. Hadvarim nistarim b'toch nafsho. These things stay inside of the kid. Ubizman is gavrus, and when the child becomes big, hadavi yotzei miskal, it's going to come out. And the child's going to resent the parent, but not because he understands why he resents the parents. It's deep down. It's very Freudian almost, like, you know, when a child is not talking to parents, okay, let's analyze what happened when you were younger.
Past, right.
Right? It's all in the past. We're analyzing the past. But every interaction you have with somebody plays a role down the road in the way you feel about that person. And sometimes there's these latent negative feelings that are brought down because of the way the parent interacted. The parents see that they lost and they abandoned the relationship with the child. Bishvilam zetzar gadol. For the parent, it's a big, big tzar. Ubishvil hayeled nezek gadol. And for the child, it is a big nezek, because now the child will not be able to achieve his real potential because he lost out on having that parental relationship. So then the child is off the derech and he has nobody to turn to.
Yeah, I mean, no one's saying, obviously, that this is easy, but these are daily things. This is on a daily basis. It's, I mean,
very, very challenging.
It's very challenging.
Very challenging. Nobody,
especially when you're juggling so many kids at once.
I always give the example. Got to give four baths, and you only got an hour till Shabbos.
Right.
Try being a nice guy then. But you got to remember, like, you got. That's why you got to come to the, again, I'm not saying this year, Dafka, you just got to mechazik yourself over and over again, that the most important thing in the world is your child and your relationship with your child, and ultimately it's not worth the short-term gain for the long-term benefits. Because anytime you get angry at your kid, it's really a short-term solution, right? I always say, I make a joke when I'm in my class, I said, I'm yelling at you. Right. What, I don't know if you remember I do that, but I mean, why do I do that? Because if you yell at a person, there's like a negative. But if I say I'm yelling at you, like, oh, I just need the short term. Because why do we yell? Because right now you're talking and I want to accomplish something. And in a short term, I'm going to be able to accomplish my short term goal by yelling at you.
Right.
But long term, I've killed the kid. So I've now created robots, right, where they're going to behave, but only because they're scared of the repercussions. But down the road, it's going to come out in a very, very negative way.
Mm-hmm.
So you always got to remember, the goal is long term, not short term. Hachinuch shel yelad katan tzarich lios letavach aruch. And that's what Rav Volbe is emphasizing here, right? That's what chinuch is. It's the long road. It's the long yarn. Hahorim tzrichim ledos yachas chamim hayelad. You have to create the warmth of the child. Kach kishek kasher yelad b'tkufas habagros, when the child becomes a boger, which is a teenager, she tkufa kash, which is very difficult. This warm relationship that you have with your child, that you establish this rapport at 4 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old, that is going to last forever. And that's going to be key, because then all of a sudden when he's 15 years old and he's going through difficult times, he's going to, Dad, I need to talk to you. And there's no more rewarding feeling in the world than that. And you can't be judgmental and all the other things, you know, that go along with it. And it is very, very difficult. And more parents are not successful than they are successful. Lefamim nindamet shemagim letotzas yoser tovas beemtzos hanokshus. Sometimes it looks like, you know, like I said, you're going to have good results from being tough. Short-term results, right? They're going to get quiet. You know, you have your kid at the Shabbos table and he's acting up, and you give him the death stare. So yeah, they're going to behave. But are you doing anything good? Aval hachacham ain't a barosha, but the chacham, he has his eyes in his head. Varam shiodim esod hachinuch, the parents who know the tricks of chinuch, it's not even a trick, it's the secret, not the trick. A trick is like, look, abracadabra. This is the sod, this is the secret. This is Yaakov Avinu in this week's parsha, where Yaakov Avinu planted the seed of learning by Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, which was teaching Yosef the Torah Sagolus, which prepared Yosef for the Golus, so much so that whatever they were learning was so important, it was the Egla Rufa. And Yosef immediately responds as an adult, that Torah you taught me as a child, and that warmth that you showed me as a child stayed with me. Right? So, Vahorim Shiodim Esod HaChinuch V'Ases HaChashivas, and the importance shall establish the Tavacharuch, to understand the long journey of Chinuch, Nizharim Ba'od Begil HaRach. They understand, they're very careful, at a young age, They don't look at the immediacy of the results. They're willing to lose the battle to win the war. That's chinuch. Don't look at the battle, look at the war. It's a long war. Again, I don't use the term war, but you sometimes find that the child won't listen to you. Satiros, I give him some lashes. Umiyad who show me a bekol, they listen to me. Vanim is pyre, and I glorify myself. Ah! Aniyodeach lashpi al yelosh. I know how to have hashpah on my kid. Aval zoi simcha mukdemes mo. This is a simcha that is premature. This is not a real simcha. But ad han haga hazu, with this behavior, atidim l'shalim kasher yelad yiyye ben arba. So yeah, with this nature, with this behavior, your kid is going to do something and you're not going to be able to repair it. So it is critical and it is imperative that the most important thing you give your kid when he's young is the warmth. Yes, there'll be times when we yell at them. Everybody's human and everybody yells at their kids. But the overall message has to be one of warmth. Because if you give that warmth, when they grow older, they're going to come back to you. And they're going to want to have that relationship, and you're going to be able to help them through those most difficult times. All right, let it be will of Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're all about to mechanech our kids to go on the proper path. Zay gozun and shtark.